Welcome, fellow travelers, and as I'm continuing just insights of how the elements would be engaging with these times of sequester and stay at home, today we're going to talk about the earth element, which correlates to the spleen and the stomach. It's our digestive system. And as it distributes energy or chi to all the organs, this is also the personality or aspect of ourself that is the caretaker, that assists others by being, you know, the healer, the parent, the caregiver. And the challenge with that is, how is the earth element taking care of its own well-being? So, getting back to the physical associations, this deals with our memory, it deals with our levels of energy. Are we fatigued all the time? That is something to pay attention to. It deals with our muscles, our flesh. This is something that can be monitored by our appetite, our bowel movements, our sugar cravings. And personality-wise, it really is that aspect of, do we have good boundaries? Do we take care of others' needs before ourselves? Now, in a time of crisis, you know, of course, there are some beings, particularly the most vulnerable in these times, who we may be expending our chi to assist others. So this is not about, you know, being selfish. But the truth is, especially those of you who identify with often, you know, giving up of your own wellness to the benefit of others, you can't keep going on that trajectory, right? At some point, you've really got to evaluate, how am I doing? Have I eaten today? Did I sleep well enough? You know, the caregiver within us, it's a little bit like Winnie the Pooh. Are we able to partake in the honey before we're distributing it to everybody who needs it? And so being at home, you know, the earth element aspect of ourselves, these would be the ones who literally have prepped for the elderly neighbor has a gluten intolerance. And in thinking of, okay, if, you know, the family's going to be at home for a couple of weeks, they're actually thinking, I'm going to get gluten-free wheat so that I can bake bread to bring it to my neighbor and not have her IBS flare up, right? So this is very much the kind, sensitive individuals. In terms of seasons, it's actually, you know, we just had the spring equinox, but the in-between seasons, right? They call that the doyo in Chinese medicine, and it's about the transition. And in this transition, talk about a transition. I mean, we are in the midst of a paradigm shift. The earth element can sometimes be the most stressed as it's trying to assess all of the needs. And it doesn't like to not know what is coming next, because that caregiver wants to be prepped to take care of everybody else's needs, their requirements. So the challenge for the earth element this time is to try to unplug from too much of the media that spins you out. I would say the earth element individuals are the ones that are feeling that overwhelm in their gut, right? It's like that sensitivity is, it can be nausea, it can be a pit underneath where that rib cage meets. It can be literally kind of a pain or the gas and the bloating, like you're not digesting the information that you're trying to absorb, then it's really important to step back, to take time. And I would say, you know, the earth element, like making soup can be really therapeutic. But listen to an audiobook. Listen to your favorite Yo-Yo Ma Bach cello concertos. That's obviously my earth element speaking. You know, I know for myself as a caregiver, it has been important to assess how much I can be for certain individuals. You know, learning boundaries. I often talk about being a boundary bitch, and the bitch stands for being integrated to choose his, her higher self. And that I have learned some individuals who are in a constant state of drama, right? The fire individuals we were talking about yesterday. I have to be really grounded to be patient so that my wood element doesn't come out, right? But to be of service, I need to make sure that I have eaten, that I've gone for a walk, that I've rested before I engage with an individual who may spin me out in their spin. So when we are talking about these times where there's a lot of worry and insecurity, that is very much an earth element challenge. Or it can be procrastination, right? That they're so overwhelmed with the worry and the anxiety, they did not think of, you know, buying appropriate foods. Maybe they stocked up on chocolate or, you know, potato chips, because again, the earth, the digestion, this is where our eating imbalances can come up, because we're wanting to just feel good in the moment. This is where the earth element can do well being isolated in a room, because they can just binge on Netflix. You know, they're just going to isolate, they're going to unplug, they're not going to eat well, but that is not going to nourish their immunity or their energy systems. So again, the energy management for the earth element is, are you taking care of self before you take care of everybody else? Are you eating well? Are you nourishing your vital sacred vessel before you start taking care of everybody else? Are you getting way too involved in individuals who are spinning out because you're so used to maybe not having boundaries? Again, discernment. Do you pick up the phone with your friend who's called you for the third time that day, and perhaps he or she needs to just, you know, reach out to someone else so that you can gather your own chi to replenish? The elements that really nourish this aspect of ourself that deals with Saturn, it deals with dampness. The color is yellow. It's about nourishing. You know, the oils are often the spice oils, so cardamom, coriander. Things like fennel seed can help you focus the chi and help you regulate your energy management as well as your digestive system. Things like tangerine can help transform our mind, because the earth element sometimes can get stuck, can get trapped and overwhelmed, and then it tends to shut down. Other aspects that nourish the mind-body-spirit possibilities would be like sandalwood, that can remind us that true nourishment is the attunement within. It is listening to, how do I nourish my spirit at this time? And how can I allow my spirit to truly nourish me? Frankincense is another one that also can help release old patterns, ancestral distortions, things that are arising. Gosh, you know, what of our ancestors? How did they handle the Great Depression, the recession, speaking of, you know, the Spanish flu, other pandemics? What are our fears and what are old fears? How do we distinguish that? And again, an ally is vetiver, to really root and ground ourselves in these times where we are truly in the midst of the winds of change. So again, the earth element is eating good foods, soups, oatmeals. You know, some of us really do need meat to ground. We can't live off of, you know, too many vegetables because we get flighty. That's where it's important to make, you know, a nice bone broth. Baking can be something that's just a healing way of an earth element caregiver to share their love as they nourish others. But truly, the earth element is asking you, do you have the capacity to take care of yourself, to monitor your own energy system before you take on the intensity of the world? So tomorrow I will move on to the metal element and the lungs and continue with this series. All right, take care, be gentle, and sip on starlight.